Welcome to the Northwest Aerospace Alliance News. I'm Emma.
And I'm Daniel. Today, we're diving into the world of precision manufacturing and how collaboration between companies is driving innovation in the aerospace and automotive sectors.
Our story today focuses on Shabmula, a company that's partnering with MAPAL to enhance their manufacturing processes. Daniel, what's the big picture here?
Right, Shabmula, a Tier 2 supplier, has been working with MAPAL for tool management. Now they're taking it a step further by involving MAPAL in CAD/CAM programming and simulations. This partnership is helping them adapt to new challenges in electric vehicle production.
I see. So what's driving this need for change in Shabmula's operations?
Well, Helmut Heckel, the managing director, explains that while they were producing cylinder head covers for VW engines, the volume has decreased. But they've diversified into suspension parts, which is a big shift.
That sounds like a smart move, but diversification brings challenges, right?
Exactly. With electric vehicles, there are frequent design changes and delays. Heckel mentions that OEMs do extensive load testing, which means components need to be more robust. This requires Shabmula to plan production without complete design details.
Wow, that must be tough. How are they managing these challenges?
They've expanded their partnership with MAPAL. MAPAL is now involved from the beginning in CAD/CAM programming and simulation. This allows them to detect potential issues early and optimize cycle times.
I see, and what's the impact of these simulations?
Simulation data is included in tool planning, which helps identify collisions early. It also allows for quick modifications before production starts. Stefan Streck from MAPAL says that without catching adverse changes in time, costs can run into five figures.
That's a big cost-saving potential. What about the materials they're working with?
There's a shift from die-cast to forged aluminium. Forged parts are stronger, which is important for electric vehicles, but they require more intensive machining. The material removal is higher, and the chips don't break well, leading to smeared blades.
And how is MAPAL helping with that?
MAPAL's expertise in aluminium machining is crucial. They've introduced the Neo Milliluq Big Milling Cutter, which is used for high-volume aluminium milling. It allows for higher cutting speeds and feeds, resulting in significant cycle time savings.
That sounds impressive. What kind of improvements are we talking about?
Heckel mentions that they achieved a 54% cycle time saving with the Neo Milliluq Big. The feed per tooth increased from 14 millimeters to 32 millimeters. This new tool constitutes around 30% of the total machining time for hub carriers.
Wow, that is so cool. What's next for Shabmula?
They're growing rapidly. They've recently completed a third haul and are expanding into new projects, including producing parts for electric vehicle batteries and rear axle housings. With 150 employees and a focus on innovation, the future looks bright.
That's an exciting development. Daniel, it seems like this collaboration is a model for how companies can adapt and thrive in a changing industry.
Absolutely. By combining MAPAL's expertise with Shabmula's production capabilities, they're setting a new standard for efficiency and innovation in manufacturing.
Thanks for joining us today. If you'd like to learn more about the Northwest Aerospace Alliance and our members, visit our website. Until next time.
Stay informed and keep soaring with the Northwest Aerospace Alliance News.